This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is For a Better Life, and as the name suggests, we'll have some moments of contemplation upon life and how to make the most of it. I am Asma, and I'm super exhilarated to be here once more. I am a student of English literature, and I enjoy reading poetry and prose. So, you know, I never considered these fictitious piece of writings as fiction because they have a lot to do with real life and with the ways of living. So as for today, we are going to talk about something which occurs everywhere, which happens many times, and there is no phase of our life that we could say, there was no one around me that hurt me with their words. So keep it in mind that words are not just little things that are uttered with no intention and they come out freely. And they have no effect on other people. No, this is a big lie. So whatever the words you're going to use through your interactions with other people is going to have a big impact on them. Whether you like it or not, the words you're going to use, even with your family members, is going to touch their heart because, you know, these words usually have different connotations, and the problem starts when you are kind of a person who mostly uses the words that are so negative in a way that would break other people's heart. From whatever that I said, I was just paving the road for the topic to come out and to emerge, and I hope I did it well. But still, if you didn't get it, well, we're going to talk about verbal harassment that could happen everywhere, at any time, and we all have experienced that in different occasions, you know, in workplace, at home, or anywhere else. You can just see examples of these sort of people who would crush other people's heart like a grape without even knowing, just because they did not know what kind of words they have to use, or just because they don't care about the words they're using. You see, I have always wondered about the people who talk so recklessly without caring about every single word they utter. And it started from the time when we were out of school. Now, before that, you are usually in an age that you did not care too much about the words you hear. But after you go to school, at first it starts from elementary, and then you know how the process goes on. You see among your classmates, among your teachers, among your, and then in a larger scale, among your neighbors, your friends, your family, and the people you start to make community with, you would see that there are some of those people who would never care about what kind of sword they are throwing to other people with the words, with their choice of words, which is a very important thing to notice. So just ask yourself about what kind of words do you usually use. Are you kind of a person who thinks too much before uttering a word? I mean, it has happened for you for sure that when you are texting your dear ones, you text, and then you come back and erase it all. Because when you look back, you think, okay, maybe this is going to break her heart. A lot of these things and hesitations would come into your mind because you care for that person. The same thing could be applied to other people. Now, the question is here, do you really apply the same process for every single person that you meet, even the strangers? Do you care about the words you use when you're addressing them. We have too many narrations in the Islamic heritage. And as a faithful person who cares about the Day of Judgment, we have to reconsider our attitude towards other people. So there are too much of recommendations on how to be soft when you're talking with people and try to care about the feelings of other people, because we are responsible for every single word we utter. We have to watch it out, and you know, the conversations that come into our mind, we cannot just bring out everything that pops up into my mind. I mean, not everything that goes on in your brain has the capacity and capability to come out on your tongue as well. Tongue is a little tiny thing with a terrible ability to make a huge and heavy crime. Many people use their tongue to, you know, make friendships with people who've got a terrible record with each other. They use their tongue to create peace, friendship, and bring happiness into other people's heart. But there are some other people who would use their tongue to dagger other people as if it's, you know, a competition, as if it's a battle, and their tongue is their tool to kill other people's heart. You know, the idea, well, the thing that I was talking about was to be so careful about everything that we utter. Maybe I'm not aware of the cruelty that my words are carrying within themselves, but as I just address other people with some negative words, with some, cruel words that might get into their heart, it would break their hearts, and also it would also make them depressed. Maybe I would never see that person again, but then the breakage that I caused into their heart, that I inflicted into their heart, is not going to fade away. And in the Day of Judgment, of course, I have to answer for that. I have to have a word to justify whatever I said. And since in that day, you're not capable of justifying anything because your deeds are going to talk of themselves. And we're going to go for a short break. Then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Watch it before it's too late for you to do anything. Just we have to be careful about the kind of words we use with other people, because as human beings, we have got this brain to think and to judge and to analyze. And I guess it's usually the best thing not to be too reckless in the things you're going to say to other people or in the way you are going to behave with them, because that is going to have some unchangeable consequences that you cannot actually have a hand in changing the future, you know? So it is better to control it from the very beginning, from the very first step. You have to just watch it. Watch it out. Be careful about the kind of words you use with other people. I'm actually addressing myself because it's not usually the other people that we mean by the words we say. So I have to start it from myself. I have to watch whatever words that comes out of my mouth, because it's going to have some impact on other people's life, on their perspective of life, on the way they think about other people. So it's not just a word you use. These are perhaps the cruelest creation of human beings, but we can use them in the best way possible, because many times, as you are a person of few words, you can make misunderstanding, and that would also lead into another problem. But being a person with few words that are so to the point and that are so carefully planned to come out of their mouth, it's better, I guess, than being a person who talks too much and they do not know how many misery they inflict on other people with the words they try to utter. Yeah, and again, time is flying so fast, so we do not have so more of time. This was all that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. So take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.